Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom at 4 minutes past. A new report says Tennessee is getting better at taking care of its children, but still lags behind much of the nation. The NEKC Foundation released its annual Kids Count report today. Tennessee moved up 3 spots in the state's rankings to 35th overall. Linda O'Neill with the Tennessee Commission on Children and Youth says the results are promising.
We have had improvements in all indicators, a slight reduction of children in poverty. We have more children whose parents have secure employment and fewer children living in a household with a high housing cost burden.
O'Neill is concerned, however, that the progress made in recent years could be lost. She notes that much of the funding the state uses for children's programs are actually federal dollars. She worries much of that funding could go away as a result of President Donald Trump's proposed budget cuts or the passage of the new Republican health care plan.
So as a state, Tennessee is incredibly reliant on federal funds, so we're very concerned about the impact of many of the proposed changes at the federal level in the budget.
While the Casey report shows marked improvement, O'Neill notes that 62,000 Tennessee children still do not have health coverage. Casey report says one reason for the improvement in Tennessee's score is the state's stable, growing economy. You can find a link to the complete Kids Count study with this story at WMOT.org. Join us for Tennessee news at 4 minutes past every hour on WMOT. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation and Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.